Om Shri Sai Ram. We welcome our guest speakers, Ted Henry and his equal half, Jody Cleary, to the SSC sessions. To this SSC session, I will read a brief introduction to them. Ted Henry has been the evening news anchor for ABC in Cleveland for more than 25 years. Both Ted and Jody have been doing the wonderful service spreading Swami's message in the community by way of conducting weekly study circles and producing video interviews with several Sai devotees worldwide. In the past, they have conducted newcomers program at our retreat. They recently produced a short video, Who is Sai Baba?, which has been widely distributed. With that, I welcome Ted and Jody Sai Ram.
Thank you. Good morning, girls and boys.
Sai Ram, everybody. Sai Ram.
Uncle.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Okay, now it's Jody's turn to talk.
I think he's punishing
Sai Ram.
Me. Sai Ram, everybody. We're so happy to see you. Are you having fun at this retreat?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I'll tell you. Pardon me? I'm repeating Sai Ram. Good. Well, that made a hit.
Well, I think what we're going to do is make you the focus of our talk by having you
Thank you. Most
of the talking.
Thank you.
And to get the ball rolling, so to speak, what I'd like to know, what Jody and I are here to know, is not how you guys get along with one another, because we know you get along well with one another, not how you talk about Sai Baba at a satsang or at bhajans or over a Sai dinner, because we know how you talk about Sai Baba over satsang and bhajans and so forth. We want to know something about the thornier issue in life. Who knows what thorny means? What's the thornier issue mean? The difficult issues in life having to do with Sai Baba. Who can imagine a difficult issue in life having to do with Sai Baba? What might be a difficult situation for you to find yourself in? Yes. Getting what?
Getting bit by somebody.
Yeah, that's a difficult situation. But I want us to narrow down our thoughts as to what would be a thorny situation involving the subject of Sai Baba. Yes.
Oh, if Swami punishes you.
Yes, we
got. Does Swami punish us? Do you think? He does? You're scaring me.
This young lady said, maybe if we've been really bad.
That's what they're telling me. Wait, do you mind if we explore this for a moment?
No, go ahead.
I just want to hear. Tell me about it. Swami punishes us if we're really bad?
Yeah, if we do bad acts, we get punished.
I do it every day.
Jody, we're missing that over here, so repeat it out loud, okay?
You're doing bad. I don't think I should. They're saying that when The girls are saying that when we're really bad, Swami punishes us.
Okay, well, I'm actually looking for something a little bit different. Yes, shout it out. Following Swami's values when everybody else isn't. It's an excellent, excellent answer.
That's an excellent
What's
answer.
What's a thorny situation involving following Sai Baba? Yes.
Never mind.
Oh, you forgot. I think the microphone scared her.
There's one behind you here.
Okay.
Here we go.
When you get in trouble for something you don't do.
Well, okay.
That's problematic.
Because when you get in trouble, whoever thinks that you did it has to be a little bit patient and take some time to look at who did it.
Did you forget? Okay.
That's okay. Okay, I think we'll move along.
What about when you go to school?
Yeah.
When you're in your school.
Okay, what do you want to say? Be nice to people.
Do your friends ask you about Sai Baba? Yes, madam.
No, they don't, because they don't know about Sai Baba.
They don't ask because they don't know about Sai Baba.
Some of my classmates know about Sai Baba and some don't, so it depends.
And which ones know about Sai Baba?
Some of my Indian friends in school. Some of my Indian friends in school.
Only your Indian friends in school? Are they also devotees of Sai Baba? Yes. Okay.
And we have a young man over here who's got an answer. Yes, go ahead.
When you do something wrong at school, then you get a no home. You have to tell the truth to follow Sai Baba.
Very good. Now, before we get around to the rest of you, I want you to think of a new question, a new answer to a new question. And I'm going to start over here, and we're going to go all the way through. Mm-hmm. And that is, what do you say to people who have something to say about Sai Baba that they don't understand or they misunderstand, and they say something that could be hurtful to you? In other words, when people find out that you love Sai Baba and that you follow Sai Baba, and you're in grade school, middle school, high school, and somebody gives you a hard time because most people in class follow this religion or that religion, and here you're different from them, how do you handle a situation that puts you in a spot that makes you feel a little heat, a little pressure from some of your peers? You're going to have to stand up and shout out your answer. You have your beliefs, I have my beliefs. Very good response.
I think that's very good, yeah.
Yes, you have an answer. Shout it out real loud. Everyone's different.
That's good.
That's great. These guys are putting you to shame. They're coming up with some really, really good answers. There's another young man who's got an answer right behind us here. Yes, go ahead.
Mind your own business.
Pardon me?
Mind your own business and stop, interfering.
Somebody else tell me, because of the echo in here. Mind your own business. That might shut them up, and it may not shut them up.
Yeah. We got an
Go
answer
ahead, over
here.
Here on this side.
Be kind to other peoples.
Be kind to other people is what you say? That's very nice.
You have your own religion. I have my own too.
Very good. This is America, right?
Help. Yeah.
Okay. We got two answers right over here, Jody.
Okay.
I would say that you should learn about some of the values of Sai Baba too. It can really help in life.
Okay, very good.
Be nice to people.
Be nice to people. Stand up and you go speak into the microphone there.
I would not pay attention if they say mean words to me.
Very nice.
When the teacher says to do something, you should do it right away, but you shouldn't just say, teacher, somebody asked me to do something for them. And also, another thing is, when somebody pushes you, you should not push them back.
Uh-huh. And when someone asks you, who is Sai Baba, or who is that man in the photograph you carry, what's a good thing to say, Srinidhi?
He's the god I follow in my religion.
All right.
That's pretty good. Do you think that Sai Baba is a religion? The answer is?
He can be anything.
He can be anything. Well, that's well
you can
put.
Do
okay,
that.
Let's try a couple over. Okay, try one more, and then
I've
we'll try a couple over here.
I've got an urgent answer here.
Okay.
What question did you ask again?
The question is, when someone asks you, who is Sai Baba, or who is that photo that you carry with you or that's in your house, what's a good answer to your friends?
Okay, we've got some young men over here who are going to make a comment whether they know it or not. Okay, yes.
Well, I'm in high school, so I get these questions a lot. They see a picture, like maybe on my cell phone or something like that. And I usually just respond by saying, he's my religious leader, and he preaches to respect all religions. And you might believe in another belief, and maybe atheists. They could be atheists too. So I just tell him he's just my religious leader, and he preaches.
Very good. So you say this happens a lot. People come up and ask you because they see a photograph.
And my close friends already know I go to Sci Center every Sunday, and they don't ask questions because they know that. And,
sure. Yeah. But still, you're living in community with other people.
But if they do ask.
Right over here, we've got a comment, and the microphone's coming to you. And I'd like to hear how you answer that question, too. Then we'll go over on the girl's side for a little bit. Yes?
Well, when I was in elementary school, everybody used to ask me. So I used to just, I picked this up from one of my cousins. I always just tell them that he's my grandfather.
He's your grandfather?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yes, it always works.
You said the question before, right?
A little bit louder.
The question is...
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
The
question is, if some of your friends at school ask you, who is Sai Baba, what is a good thing to say?
A good thing to say that is that he loves everybody. He loves all kinds of people with all... which have all kinds of religions.
That's very nice.
Okay. How about another two more people?
We're getting everybody in the front row, and I think we should get some people in the back a little bit. Oh, first you, and then you, please. Thank you.
He helps others, and we're all devoted to him. We... my whole family and everyone in the Sci Center follows him.
He helps others, and we're all devoted to him. My whole family follow him. I think that's very good. Very good. And, yes. Thank you.
Okay. We've got a comment here and a question here.
Okay.
Comment first.
Hold on one second.
Well, I just say, if anybody does ask me, because some of my friends sometimes come over, and they're just like, who's that in the picture? I just say that he's my spiritual teacher, and it's not a religion. It's a way of life that you like to follow. It's like he preaches, you know, how you have to live and be a better person, and just it's a way of life, and it's not, different from anybody else. It's, kind of the same if you really look into it, so...
I like that a lot. He's my spiritual teacher. It's not a religion. It's if they ask more, you can say, he says there's only one religion, the religion of love. That's a very good answer. He's my spiritual teacher is a very good answer.
Why don't we, we'll give everybody a chance to talk. But maybe we'll continue asking the questions and we'll get more and more difficult questions. Yeah. So the next question is, okay, go ahead. We had one person here waiting a long time.
In the photo, who's that? When we say Sai Baba, how would...
Oops, somebody pulled the microphone out of the... How would we understand? Is that what you said? Well, that's one of the questions I want to ask the people. So let's phrase that as a question to all the young...
What's in the photo? And if he says Sai Baba, he's saying that they won't understand who that is. So.
That sets up my question to you very, very good. And let's start on this side over here. Let's get everybody involved, okay? And that is, have any of you ever had anybody come up to you and say anything mean about Sai Baba, even though they didn't know who Sai Baba was, or negative about Sai Baba? Has anybody ever come up to you and said something that wasn't kind? And in a way, it puts you on the defensive because you stand out from most people in your school, probably, because there aren't too many Sai Baba followers. They all belong to some other religion. Yes, he's got an answer back there. Tell us about your episode and how you handled it, okay?
It wasn't exactly one where they offended, where I felt they offended Swami, but they spoke about Rama, and they said, like, what's wrong with this guy? He used a bunch of monkeys, and he crossed an ocean on a bridge made of rocks, which probably sank anyways. And I'm just like, you know, whatever.
Where did they get those?
Figure it out.
Where did they get that? Had you told them about Hanuman?
No, I didn't tell them. They, like, some person, I don't know how it happened, but they just came and...
So how do you handle that when somebody says something like that to you?
I just say like I said earlier. I say, you have your ideas, I have mine.
Do many of you ever have anybody say anything negative to you because they know you love Sai Baba and they want to pull your chain a little bit? Has that ever happened to any of you? Doesn't happen. Happens over here. Doesn't happen on the boys' side. We'll get to you in a second. Let's go to the girls' side.
I'd like to hear some of the older girls tell us about it. How about back here? I'd like
in
to
the
hear
back
some
row.
Of that. Because we haven't gotten to the back.
I've heard people say it sounds like a cult, which, I mean, from the outside, it does sound like it if you don't really know what it's about.
That's real good. How did you answer that? Or did you?
Moved on.
Okay. I think that's a good one to talk about a little bit because sooner or later, someone's going to say to you, oh, you belong to a cult. Some Western person is probably going to say that. Maybe another Indian who doesn't know about Sai Baba is going to say that. Do you guys know what a cult is?
Who knows what a cult is? Okay, I got an answer over here. Speak up good and loud. And everybody, please pay attention because maybe this will never be asked of you or said about you, but in case it is, this gives you some information on how to handle it. What's a cult?
This is real important, so everybody listen.
I guess a cult is like a group of people that have like a similar belief.
Well, they would have a similar belief. She's got some expert understanding of a cult, so let's hear Jody talk about it.
Well, I just want to know, does anybody else want to say what they think a cult is?
Maybe an insult?
No. Again, anybody else? You had a hand up. What is a cult?
Maybe it's like a group of people who have their own beliefs and they're kind of opposing another group of people.
You're on to something there. A cult, and you guys are really too young to know this, but there have been lots of groups of people in the United States who are called cults. They have their own belief system. They stick together. They often have secrets. They often give all their money to the cult. They have usually a leader who is very authoritarian who doesn't let them do anything except what he or she says. They usually leave their families behind to join the cult. This is important. They usually leave their families behind to join the cult, and everyone else is excluded. Now, think about Sai Baba. He's not exclusionary, it's the opposite. He never asks for our money. It's the opposite of a cult. It's very much the opposite. Now, the cults that have been in the news in the United States have caused a lot of trouble, big trouble. They've had guns, they've broken the law, they've harmed people. So when someone says to you, oh, you belong to a cult, they're not saying something good. And you need to say, I don't belong to a cult. Our Sai Baba is inclusive. Everybody's always welcome to learn about him. We have no secrets, and we never request money. Those are the key issues. Got it? That's good. And you can say, if you want to learn about him, I can take you with me to a meeting. They probably won't want to learn. But at least you know what a cult is and what it isn't, and you've addressed the issue. They may not know. They may just be trying to be snotty. You know, but it's our duty to stand up and say, you know, it's not a cult. We accept everybody. We're happy to, you know, and be very positive. Be very positive about it. If you want to learn about it, I'll be happy to tell you. There are no secrets.
So Jody brings up a real good point, and maybe we can discuss that for a second. When you have, how many of you have friends who are Sai Baba devotee friends? Let me see a show of hands. Okay, that's exactly what I expected. Now, how many of you have friends who are good friends who you know who are not Sai Baba devotees, but they're good friends, they're classmates, they're people? How many people in this group of your good friends who are not Sai Baba devotees ever ask you, because they want to know, who is this person? And what do you say to them? So a good number of people have had friends who are not Sai Baba friends who have asked you about Sai Baba. So I want to hear two answers. What are some of the questions these friends of yours ask you? And how do you, right back here, and how do you answer them? Right behind you, right over here. How do you answer them? No, behind you. Okay, go ahead. The question is, what kind of questions do they ask you about Sai Baba, your friends?
Most of my friends ask me, like,
why do you like this holy man?
Yeah.
And what do you say to them?
I say to them because he's like Jesus, you like follow Jesus, we follow him.
Very good. I think it's a good answer. Right behind you, the young man behind. No, right, this man right here. Yes, go ahead.
They mostly ask me,
hold up, real close to your lips.
They mostly.
A little bit closer. We can't hear you.
They ask me, who is he? And like some friends ask me, who is he? And some ask me, why do you have photos of him in your house?
Like, and, you have and how lot, do you answer them?
Like, I mostly answer them by saying, like, he's our avatar and, like, believe in him.
Very good. Now hand the microphone back to the gentleman in the corner there.
Some of my friends ask me, how does he know who he's going to be born as in his next birth? And okay. I just told them, he knows everything and he sees everything.
And what do they say to you when you tell them that?
And they're like, how?
Right behind you. Yes.
I think at a certain point, they're mature enough to understand that, like, oh, you believe in them. They won't ask questions. Like, I mean, as far as high school, they might ask, see that picture, who is he? I just answer, I believe in him. Like, I might say, oh, just like you believe in Jesus or something like that. I say, Swami. And they're like, oh, I understand. They're mature enough to understand that, and they won't be like, oh, I don't believe in them, and this mouth off
but
and stuff.
Sooner or later, you may have a friend who's a good friend who is intelligent, who is mature, who might be hurting inside. And what they might be looking for some answer that might be supportive to them. In other words, if one of your friends said, you know, I'm having a lot of problems, my parents are getting divorced, there's a lot of depression in my life, you seem to have this teacher. Who is this teacher and how does this teacher help you? What would you say to that?
Well, they would already know that I'm going to SSC, so I'd probably recommend them coming over maybe once or twice, and then maybe giving them some advice that I might have.
I really like the idea of saying, I feel about Sai Baba the way you feel about Jesus.
Yeah, that was a great comment. Thank you.
That's a great one, because they should then automatically respect your love for Sai Baba and not say anything negative. And it also gives them insight into it.
Jody, get a couple more over here.
Like, some of the questions I get are like, why is he a teacher? Some of the questions I get are like, why is he a teacher and stuff? And I just say, because he's been through like experiences just like all of us, and he just teaches us how to go on the right path. And some of my friends just ask like weirder questions, like, why does he wear a dress and stuff? And I'm just like, well, because he just shows his modesty that way. He's not like I'm a cult leader or whatever. Like, he doesn't portray himself that way. He's more of like a modest character, a teacher who teaches people to be just like the way he is, or try to, and that's what he like teaches or portrays through, you know, whatever he does and stuff.
It sounds like your friends are asking.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. That's very nice. Good.
Okay, a couple more over here. Then I got a young man over here I want to talk to.
Somebody who hasn't talked. Okay.
When my friends ask me, when my friends ask me who Sai Baba is, I say that we believe that he's the father of man and a good spiritual leader. It's the same thing. It's the same as you feel about Jesus.
Perfect.
Or any other God that you believe in.
Perfect answers. Wonderful. Okay. Who hasn't spoken yet?
She's been raising her
hand. There's someone right there.
Whoever hasn't spoken yet. What is it, sweetie? What were you going to say?
My friend sometimes says that, who is that God? Who is that person? And I say he's a living and loving God.
Very good. Over here now for a couple of answers. Yes, hold it up close to your lips.
With a lot of my good friends, I feel like I can take some liberty in going, you know, the extra mile and explaining to them about Swami. If it was somebody like, you know, I didn't really know too well,
right,
I wouldn't go into much detail about them. And mostly because Swami is something really precious to me. I don't want to share that information to just like everybody. Uh-huh. I want to know who I'm sharing it with well enough that they'll understand what I'm talking about.
But you're at an age now where young men and young women are starting to form some solid, long-term friendships that will last with you well beyond high school, grade school, and college. Not for everybody, not with all of your friends, but some of them will. So you start to get a sense about some of those people who are going to be meaningful in your life, not just today, but maybe for the long term.
Yeah.
And they're bound to be curious. How do you help them with their curiosity?
I guess I answer whatever questions they have to the best of my ability. And then I guess somehow, you know, if some of the friends I know better, I think they develop a better understanding of all religions by coming to know Swami through my explanation, or Swami explaining through me.
And I'm sure
good.
You do a great job. Shifram, you brought up a really good point, and I think that it's good to point out, be very careful whom you tell about Sai Baba. Don't tell somebody who's mean to you. If they're mean to you yesterday about something else, why would you want to tell them about Sai Baba today? They might be rude. And he's very precious. He's very precious. Be careful with who you tell. He's It can hurt very badly if they say something mean. It can really hurt if they say something mean about him. And I think we respect him too much to subject him to that. What would you like to say, sweetheart?
Well, I guess, like, also, like, relating to, like, who you tell, like, it depends on, like, how close your friends are. Like, two of my best friends, like, I went to Parthi this summer with Heartland 5, and I was in the interview. And my two of my closest friends, like, I told them all about it. And they're, you know, they don't believe in Sai Baba at all. But they thought it was, like, really cool, you know. They were really, like, happy, you know, that I was, like, sharing, like, my, like, views and stuff. Like, they were happy to, like, hear about it. And so I guess, like, it depends, like, how close your friends are. Like, for me, like, I mean, these two friends, like, they're completely different, but they're, like, my best friends. So when I told them, they became, like, so interested, and they just kept asking questions, you know, but, like, they were really interested in it. Like, they weren't asking, like, rude questions or anything. They were just, like, they really wanted to know. And so, like, now, like, they always share a lot of their religious stuff with me, so now they were happy that I was sharing stuff with them.
That's beautiful. That's really nice. Those are the kinds of people you can tell. And it's easy. You can be friends with people who are not Sai devotees. You do have to tell them a little about your life. Otherwise, you can't be friends. And if they respect your life, that's all that's really important. They don't have to share your belief system after all. This particular country and India is made up of people from all religions.
Yeah, and we're almost out of time. What time does this session end? No. Well, let's take 2 minutes before we end and go real fast to the boys' side and the girls' side with one last question, and that is, what is the number one question you would ask Sai Baba if you had the chance? This is for our information, because I'm always curious to know. Sridhar, we're going to start with you. Put your thinking cap on. If you were in front of Sai Baba right now and he said, ask me anything you want, what would you ask him? And I think this is going to give us... Okay, who... Pardon me? Well, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ring.
Oh, ring. He had asked for a ring. Give me a ring.
I would say, can I be with you forever, Swami?
Yes.
Can I
want to hear that.
Can I be with you, Swami, is what he is. All right, we're going to come over to the girls' side in a second. Real quick, what would you ask Sai Baba if you had a chance?
I guess I'd ask him how the universe would end. Like, how would the universe end?
How the universe ends? What would happen? Oh, that's a deep, heavy question. Yes, real quick.
I would ask him for his blessings and help me do well in education.
Wonderful. Yes, real quick.
Microphone should hold it.
I would ask him what would be my future.
Very good question.
Hey, Ted.
What question? Real quick.
I would ask him for Pad Namaskar.
Pad Namaskar.
Ted, what
okay,
about the girls?
The girls now. You get the next five answers.
I would ask Swami if I can join in Swami's school.
I would ask him if I could be with him forever.
And right over here, what would you ask Swami?
I would ask Swami if everyone could have his grace.
Everyone can have his grace. Yes, what would you ask him?
I would ask him, like, what can I do to improve my life?
What can I do to improve my life? Jody.
I would ask Swami, how would life be if you're bad?
How would life be if you're bad? Yes.
I want to ask Swami so I can always help others no matter what I do.
Wonderful. And one more question.
How can I help the poor and other people?
Wonderful. Yes, real quick. We'll come over here then. Yes, go ahead.
Why is he here now?
Why is he here now? Well, you're the ones who gave the play yesterday. What's your answer? You should already know the answer to that. We'll talk. Go ahead. Yes.
I would probably ask how to be one with him, because then it wouldn't matter if the universe ended or not, because you'd always be living in a...
Deep thinker. Very, very good. Okay, two more girls and two more boys.
I would ask Swami, who was I in my previous birth?
Okay, next, Jody.
Hello. Okay, I would ask if
okay, Sridhar's got. He's going to hog the mic. He's got one more question.
Can I have 50 more questions?
Can I have 50 more questions?
Can I have 50 more questions, Swami?
Yes.
Okay, and this young man, okay, right back there, he gets the last question.
I would ask, how can my family and I be on the right path as a group and individuals?
Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. You were very well behaved, very patient, and very, very good. Now, after me, Sairam.
Sairam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.